Cranbrook continues to bear the brunt of the toxic drug crisis in the Kootenays, with 13 deaths reported in the city last year, according to the BC Coroner's Service. That is a decrease from 20 deaths reported in 2023. However, the city continues to face the worst of the crisis in the region, as the East Kootenay recorded 21 deaths. Provincially, 2,253 people died from a drug poisoning in 2024, which is a 13% decrease in deaths from a record set in 2023. Today, we acknowledge the 2,253 people in British Columbia who lost their lives to poisoned drugs in 2024. Behind every number is a child, parent, sibling, friend or neighbor, and their loss is felt deeply by those who knew and loved them, said Health Minister Josie Osborne. The toxic drug crisis also continues to take a heavy toll on the people working on the front lines who care for and support many of the people we've lost. We must continue to work together to prevent further heartbreak and save lives. According to the BC Coroner's Service, fentanyl and its analogs continue to be the primary driver of unregulated drug toxicity deaths in BC, detected in 78% of expedited toxicological testing in 2024. Cocaine, 52%. Fluorofentanyl, 46%. Methamphetamine, 43%. And bromazolam, 41%, were the other most common substances detected in expected toxicology. This public health emergency touches every corner of our province, said Osborne. Addiction can be influenced by many factors, including housing challenges, the cost of living, mental and physical pain, and intergenerational trauma. By addressing these issues openly and expanding supports, we can help reduce the stigma around substance use and encourage individuals to seek help rather than struggle in addiction. Elsewhere in the Kootenays, Nelson and Trail each recorded 9 deaths, while Kimberley and Creston had 3 deaths each and Fernie recorded 1 fatality. BC declared the crisis a public health emergency in 2016. Since then, over 16,000 people have died due to fatal overdoses due to the toxic drug supply.